The Federal Environment Minister, Melissa Price's office, told an energy company she would request a review of how coal-fired power stations can earn money from the government's Emissions Reduction Fund after the company complained it wasn't allowed to bid into the scheme to upgrade its New South Wales power station. Documents obtained through Freedom of Information show Melissa Price's office made the offer after repeated lobbying by a representative of Delta Energy, whose chairman is political donor and energy businessman Trevor St Baker. Stephanie March reports.
Late last year, Delta Electricity wanted to bid for taxpayer-funded carbon credits to replace turbine blades at its Vales Point coal-fired power station in New South Wales. The Clean Energy Regulator rejected the request. The chairman of Delta Electricity is Trevor St Baker.
We had a greenhouse reduction opportunity that was covered by that particular scheme that we felt was more competitive than other greenhouse reduction submissions that were winning opportunities.
Freedom of Information documents obtained by the Australian Conservation Foundation show a representative for Delta Electricity disputed the regulator's decision. Emails show the representative requesting a meeting between the Environment Minister Melissa Price and Mr St Baker as a matter of urgency. The emails suggest the meeting never happened, but an advisor to Minister Price told the representative while the minister was unable to direct the regulator on individual matters, the advisor assured the representative the minister would ask the Emissions Reduction Assurance Committee to carry out a review covering the ways coal-fired power stations can earn credits through the Emissions Reduction Fund. Trevor St Baker again.
What were you asking for when you approached the Environment Minister's office?
We're asking why our application, which was approved to be made, was being rejected when it met the letter of the law. Who else do we complain to?
Do you think it's appropriate for the Environment Minister to be intervening in this matter?
Well, who do you think is running the country? I mean, honestly, who is running the country? The government? Or some politically motivated bureaucrats.
The Emissions Reduction Fund uses taxpayer money to pay for carbon abatement, usually activities like tree planting or avoided deforestation. The CEO of the Australian Conservation Foundation, Kelly O'Shaughnessy, says even though it's within the minister's purview to ask for the review, Minister Price should have rejected Delta Electricity's request for help.
Minister Price chose to pull a review lever. So simply, she asked the regulator to review the rules that manage this program to determine if it could include funding coal-fired power stations as part of this climate program.
Mr. St Baker says his company was seeking about $15 to $16 million through the Emissions Reduction Fund to replace turbine blades at the Vales Point power station, which he says would make the plant more efficient and reduce its carbon emissions. He says that same upgrade has now been shortlisted by the government as one of the energy projects it's considering underwriting.
Stephanie March reporting. In a statement, the Minister Price's office said the government frequently reviews existing Emissions Reduction Fund methods to ensure they continue to meet offset integrity standards and continue to provide opportunities for participation from projects across the economy.